From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Tuesday offered to engage in direct talks with North Korea without precondition, an apparent departure from the previous policy of talks following denuclearization.
We've said from the diplomatic side, we're ready to talk anytime North Korea would like to talk. And we're ready to have the first meeting without precondition. Let's just meet. We can talk about the weather if you want. We can talk about whether it's going to be a square table or a round table if that's what you're excited about. But can we at least sit down and see each other face to face?
But Tillerson said there would first have to be a period of quiet without nuclear and missile testing. Stephen Norper, senior director of the New York-based Korea Society, called the statement long overdue and a step toward resolving tensions.
North Korea has held off on some of its testing up until the November 29th test. There had been almost a 75-day hiatus, and so Washington is signaling that it wants to see a similar type of pause in missile and nuclear activity to show seriousness to get to the table to negotiate.
Meanwhile, UN Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman, who met with senior North Korean officials last week, said they did not offer any commitment to talk, but left, in his words, the door ajar. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini acknowledged Tuesday Europe should have acted sooner to deal with a migrant crisis in Libya. But she told the European Parliament in Strasbourg Tuesday progress is being made.
Thanks to our work, to the work of the European Union, we have assisted over 15,000 migrants that now have been able not only to go home, but to start a new life.
She said the EU plans to empty Libya's detention centers in the next few months following video footage that showed some migrants being sold into slavery. This is VOA News.